This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder shooting suspect Ahmad Alisa was formally charged today with killing 10 people at the King Supers on Monday. His public defender says they are evaluating the suspect's mental health. Authorities say additional charges will be filed in the coming weeks. The suspect is being held without bond at the Boulder County Jail. The Boulder City Council held a special meeting to remember the 10 victims. Madeline Strong Woodley with the NAACP called on community members to offer support to the suspect's family.
We don't know what they're going through, but we know they didn't plan on this. That kind of support is necessary as well for the family.
Governor Polis has ordered flags flown at half staff for 10 days to remember the 10 victims killed on Monday. Flags on public buildings in Colorado will fly at half staff until sunset on April 1st. President Biden ordered flags on federal buildings lowered at half staff. Officials are assessing whether Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs could provide temporary housing for unaccompanied migrant children. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn says it's disturbing that the Biden administration would consider Peterson given its national security mission. Lamborn also blamed the president for the latest surge at the southern border. A spokesman says the Pentagon only provides support that does not impact primary missions. Two bases in Texas were approved for housing migrant children. You're listening to CPR News.